Hello.
Hello, Miss. I'm really sorry, but the call got disconnected. So we're almost done with the questions. So most
Okay.
adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teen vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth under their own other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
And finally, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Maybe twice a year.
Twice a year. Thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed by for you by a doctor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Thank you. And my final questions are, so far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never.
Never. Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? American Indian, Asian, South Asian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
Like.
Thank you. And as a token of our appreciation, the Rising Rebels Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The first one is the UC Hope, and the second one is the DGF Activities Department. Which one would you like to donate?
To use.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for taking the time to complete it. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.